Art Walk. Yes, it's an annual event. If you've walked to raise money in the past, no doubt you're aware that it comes up this next Saturday. In fact, next Saturday is the 25th annual Art Walk, a major fundraiser for the American Heart Association. But there's so much more to know about it. And in being sure we get the important details, we're joined this morning by Dr. Dave Smith, president of Upstate and co-chair for this year's event. Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Good morning.
And Christian Zemlin, PhD, a researcher and assistant professor from Upstate who benefits from using these funds. Good morning, Dr. Zemlin.
Good morning.
And I'm glad to have both of you here because you're the two sides of this story. Let's go to the...
And there's competition going on here.
Competition, yeah.
We want people to join the president's team so that we can out-compete and win this year as one of the top teams in raising funds for the American Heart Association.
Well, we would get people to join the cardiovascular researchers team and... We are leading the president's team by a couple of $100 now.
Okay. I'm going to separate the two of you for just a moment to talk about the research. This is great. Dr. Zemlin, you are actually using these funds for heart research. What kind of research are you doing?
I study the mechanisms of atrial fibrillation, which is the most common arrhythmia in the heart. Mm-hmm. About 3 million Americans suffer from it right now.
And including some of our listeners, I'm sure.
Yes, actually, unfortunately, it's the older you get, the greater your risk becomes of to get it. And it's a significant, it reduces your quality of life significantly. And also, unfortunately, the risk of secondary diseases increases. So,
yeah. And that's a scary thing. And, you know, I know that people hear your accent. And I would love for them to know where you come from and why you're here.
Yes, I'm from Germany. And I grew up in Hamburg. I studied in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And I actually came here for the cardiac research that is at Syracuse, in Syracuse at SUNY. And 7 years ago when I came here, it was a major focus of research and still is. And yes, I was attracted by that, and I have stayed for the last 7 years.
And, you know, and we love that. We talk often on the show about the brain gain that SUNY Upstate brings to the region, and I think you are a perfect example of that. But it actually raises a question, too. You came here because good research was going on. Dr. Smith, tell us more. Is this part of the bigger picture of research?
Well, it is, and I think the most important thing about Dr. Zemlin's work and others here is that it's going to save lives. Here you have a problem in the heart's rhythm that can increase the risk of stroke. And the work that he's involved in, as we know, it's not just coronary artery disease or narrowing of those little arteries that feed the heart muscle, which is a significant focus of the American Heart Association. It's also the risk of stroke. So here you have the relevance of the American Heart Association bringing hundreds of thousands of dollars, actually millions of dollars over the years, to Upstate New York, Cornell, Syracuse University, as well as Upstate Medical University, that's ultimately going to save lives. Their track record is there. And of course, it's vital that we continue to see those kind of dollars come forward. The other exciting thing about the research endeavors of the American Heart Association, it supports young early investigators. And in fact, Dr. Zemlin and others were brought here because they had access to these kind of funds where nowhere else does this exist. And they can begin their career and join a team that is already very mature looking at all these determinants of health. So an exciting opportunity. But listeners can see here today that they can make a difference, not only the lives of family members as well mm-hmm. as this community, but entire state of New York. The work of this organization is vital, and we need to continue to support it.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I just heard you say that I think is really exciting to me is knowing that when these folks get out and walk to raise money for the American Heart Association, that money is coming back. It then gets invested in our local economy. So this isn't just a story of saving lives. This is economic development as well.
Well, you're precisely right, and I'm glad you reminded me, because for every $1 million of research that we do, the data from the National Science Foundation says we create 27 jobs.
Whoa.
And at a time when we all are reading the headlines of what's going on in the state of New York, this is a sustainable industry. It is a sustainable economic development. And it is part of the new economy of New York. And it only occurs in centers such as this and with the support of great organizations such as the American Heart Association.
So if we get out there and walk next Saturday.
Saturday.
I want to make sure we say that.
9:00.
Now, we could join either one of your teams?
The president's team is really looking, and of course, we're going to also eclipse SUNY ESF, but I know our cardiovascular group is going to be there pushing us.
I don't know. Dr. Zemlin, you get your say now.
Yes, we will definitely be there. We have, obviously, as cardiovascular research, particular interest in this, and all the SUNY members in that field, they are very motivated to help. And well, we also invite anybody to join our team on the AHA Hard Walk website.
Uh-huh.
And well, we'll see who comes out on top.
There you go. That's great.
But you can join it through the website. You can do that either through cash, check, or through credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But we really need this community to rally. This is a significant problem within the region. It's a disproportionate problem in health. But you know what? It's preventable.
Mm-hmm.
The key to all of this is we can prevent. We have made great strides in inroads in heart disease. But as the population continues to age, it's vital we stay focused on an area such as heart. And we invite everyone to join us at Long Branch Park on next Saturday at 9 o'clock, joining the president's team as we move forward.
the president's team or the cardiovascular team. I think the message here is almost a dual message that comes out in the same place. You can go out and walk, which is heart healthy, and you can join a walk that will benefit other people's hearts as well, whether they're your loved ones or your coworkers or whoever else it would be. What have we missed? Anything else we need to say?
Well, you know, you can start your own team. A lot of teams join the American Heart Association because of their own experience with heart disease or
yes.
stroke. So start your own team. We're having good fun here, and we're going to have good fun on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Join this incredible family of upstate New York in this great fight against a preventable disease and a cause of incredible morbidity and mortality or death in this region.
Yes, and it is. It is an incredible cause of mortality. I mean, people die of heart disease and stroke every day. And your research, Dr. Zemlin, is what's working to delay that, prevent it, mm-hmm. all of those things, right?
Right, and I also want to say that the Heart Walk is projected to generate enough money to fund probably two or three more researchers just like
really?
Myself.
Excellent. So we can bring more people, maybe some of those people who are well-trained from Germany to Central New York?
From Germany, from any other place.
There you go. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by this morning. We'll see you next Saturday, 9 a.m., Long Branch Park for the Heart Walk.
And all these listeners need to join both of us out there.
There you go. Yes. And we will put the information they need to sign up on our HealthLink On Air website. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Job interview tips from the Easter Bunny, or overcoming stereotypes. Well, dear listeners, too many of us are looking for a new job. And we know that stereotypes are a big influence on the perception people get of us in interviews. And recent research shows that even if we consciously try to ignore stereotypes, our brains still unconsciously skew our judgments. So to learn to overcome this problem, I'm interviewing someone who copes with seasonal employment and yearly layoffs, who just got laid off again last night, the Easter Bunny. Welcome to the show, Bunny. So, looking for a new job every year, what have you learned about successful interviews?
What's up, Doc? I've been wanting to turn that one around for years. Seriously, Dr. Neckup, the first thing to overcome is the idea that I got laid off through some fault of my own. You psychologists, I think, call this blame the victim.
Yes, Bunny, exactly. To protect ourselves from the anxiety of uncontrollable events and, quote, that might happen to me, we think that person must have brought it on themselves, and I can avoid doing that, whatever they did, so that won't happen to me.
Exactly, Doc. And specifically, interviewers might think I got laid off because us bunnies stereotypically spend all our time making little bunnies, and I don't mean the chocolate kind.
Oh, Bunny, that's a tough one to address. How do you counter that?
Indirectly, Doc. The best way to fight that blame the victim stereotype is to give the person the big picture, the context. So I ask my letter writers from the bunny board to explain the business cycle of layoffs for us delivery bunnies.
Oh, Bunny, so you mean there's more than one of you? That's something I've always wondered about.
Oh, yeah, Doc. Lots of us. And then I give them the data, the hard facts, about the pounds and pounds of chocolate and millions of jelly beans I deliver and how my skills might help their business. For example, I'm actually pretty funny and I'm looking for a job right now, so you could use a little help in that department, so how about I tell you a joke?
Great, Bunny, great. I love jokes.
So, Doc, how do you pick out the psychologist in a therapy group?
Bunny, I don't know how.
Well, Doc, when a woman walks in wearing nothing but bells The psychologist is the one looking at the reactions of the other people.
Oh, Bonnie, that's a great one. I'm hoping I get a chance someday to research whether that stereotype is true myself. Thanks very much. Have fun creating that new workforce. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.